online at masterscredit.com.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
They say nothing. They go nowhere.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I saw it at Churchill, man. The guy's drinking a beer for monks at 7 in the morning. He didn't say 7 p.m. rather than 7 a.m. Hey, I'm sure you noticed that with the cold weather the last few weeks and more coming, that the pipes have been an issue in some places, and you're hearing about it, seeing about it, reading about it. Don't let the cold weather do damage to your plumbing system at your home or at work. I implore you to call Roto-Rooter. It's simple. Roto-Rooter has a real person there to answer your phone call 24/7, 365. Your problem is their problem. They'll send someone out to take care of your plumbing headache right away, whether it's frozen pipes or an issue with your septic tank in this cold, cold time. Then think about Roto-Rooter. Family-owned, serving the upstate in western North Carolina and the upstate of South Carolina. They've been around for many years. Take it from me. I've had issues. They've come to my home. They're awesome. In the middle of the day, middle of the night, I don't care if it's right there during the Super Bowl, whatever it might be. Reach out to Roto-Rooter. 288-7686. Online at rotorooter.com. 288-7686. Rotorooter.com. Remember, Roto-Rooter, that's the name. And away go troubles down the drain. Welcome back, hour number two. I thought I made a pretty compelling Alabama football window that stays open pretty long, but could have closed, and now it's going to stay open. South Carolina football, have we made that compelling argument? You know what? South Carolina basketball, they got beat last night by 12. They're 1-4 in the league and 10-6 overall. They went to Final Four last year.
Has that window closed?
I'm not saying it's going to close because Frank Martin coaches them hard and all, but I'll ask you this way. South Carolina basketball, best times ahead of them or behind them under Frank Martin?
Behind them.
I would agree with that. I would totally agree with that. So, with that said, let me make the case now. And what we talked about in South Carolina football was you need Tennessee, Georgia, and Florida to be down, or two of those three to be down to have your best years. The point we made for South Carolina football was that we think current trajectory, and again, we're biased against South Carolina. I get that. If you're a Gamecock fan, you're probably not thinking this way. I'm not trying to talk you into thinking this way. But over the next 5 years, I think A&M is going to be better than South Carolina. You agree with that?
I would agree with that.
I think Florida's going to get back to being better.
Florida?
I think Georgia's going to be better. I think Clemson's going to be better. And I really think that you're going to see Tennessee get back to being better than South Carolina maybe 3 of the 5 years, maybe 4 of the 5 years. I think it's going to be a tough road over the next 5 years for South Carolina football. But 2018, the schedule is so easy. 2019, the schedule gets more difficult. You need to win 9 or 10 this year at South Carolina because in 19, with Alabama on the schedule, with going to Georgia, Florida, with going to A&M, with Clemson on the schedule, and then North Carolina, Charlotte, they'll beat North Carolina. But that's 5 or 6 losses there. That might be 6-6 again. You better take care of it in 2018, so because 19's tough. You need some good equity in 2018. Hey, go 7-5 in 2018, mm-hmm. and 6-6 in 19, and I don't know if you survive that. You better put some equity in the bank in 18, is the point. Now, leads me to Clemson basketball. As we've said, North Carolina basketball can have, Duke basketball can have these windows that, you know what, every once in a while they close up, but they're going to open right back up again pretty doggone soon. Your blue bloods. Like right now, Kentucky basketball is not great. Kansas basketball is not great. They're good, but they're not elite right now. Kentucky hadn't been elite in a couple of years. But you got to feel like that, oh, by the way, that window is going to open back up very, very soon at both places.
Mm-hmm.
Indiana basketball is not very good right now. Hadn't been good in a while, but I've got a feeling that in the next 5, 10 years, whatever, I got to think that Indiana basketball is going to open back up again, that window. UCLA probably, you know. Those blue bloods in college basketball, they'll open up again. Clemson's not a blue blood. But Clemson has their window is opening up right now. Top five in the college basketball RPI. It's a difficult league. That's a difficult part of it. But you're ranked 17th in one poll, 19th in another one. You got a chance to make the NCAA basketball tournament this year for the first time in 7 years. And on January the 20th, you got a chance to sign the best player in school history, maybe.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying with this window with Clemson basketball?
I am aware, yes.
Now, with that said, Clemson basketball might even be tougher than South Carolina football because the SEC being down in the SEC East, especially being down in college football, that's going to happen a little more than what are the odds. Now, it's a bigger league with Notre Dame in it. But let me ask you this, Zach. What are the odds that at the same time that North Carolina, Duke, Louisville, Syracuse, really Pittsburgh, not to mention Virginia where they are right now, Notre Dame, Florida State's been very good the last few years, NC State, who knows they'll come back, to Wake Forest. What are the odds that all those are down? Right now, you got it pretty good because Pittsburgh's down.
Sure.
Pittsburgh hadn't been down in basketball the last couple of years. Jamie Dixon leads, goes to TCU. They're ranked. Pittsburgh's, you know, they're not very good right now. Syracuse is not very good right now. Got a feeling that won't last long. Syracuse is kind of like Florida football or Tennessee football. They're not going to be down forever. Wake Forest is not great. Wake Forest has some great teams. But they're not great right now. NC State's not great right now. Virginia Tech's one of those. Clemson and Virginia Tech are similar in basketball. But right now, you know, Duke's 1-2 in the league. Right now, North Carolina's 2-2 in the league. It's difficult because, A, it's a huge league with 15 teams, and you got to catch some of those teams in there. Clemson's basketball ceiling, we talked about this with Kelly Gramlich off the other day, like, what's the ceiling? It's never going to be top two or three in the league, you wouldn't think. But think about this, Zach. Right now, you're 14-1. You're 3-0 in the league. You're ranked. You find a way to get the tournament this year. You get mm-hmm. Zion Williamson. Mm-hmm. Next year, you bring back Eli Thomas. You bring back Sheldon Mitchell. You bring back Marquise Reed. You bring back David Scarra. You add to it Zion Williamson. Man, you got a little window there.
Subtract Grantham, though.
Subtract Grantham.
Who's having a monster season.
He's having a great year. And DeVoe, I think Brad Brunell said it very, very well the other day, that Gabe DeVoe's defense has been a very, and his rebounding has been a very big part of this. So you subtract this too. But you add Zion Williamson. Maybe.
Maybe. Thought it was signed, sealed, delivered.
It's not signed, sealed, delivered, but it's happening. But the point there is window, window, window.
Window, window, window.
We hadn't had many windows in Clemson basketball, but you are right there in the middle of Brad Brunell's best opportunity. Every year, everybody has a window, but at Clemson, that small margin of error, a player gets hurt, guy. I remember one time when Clemson was really good at Oliver Purnell and James Mays was eligible the second semester. I was like, oh, man, we had this thing going. It's going to be a great year. Mays out. You know, it's like an injury here or there. Somebody makes a three-pointer against you. You know, those windows for Clemson basketball really close up, you know, pretty doggone quickly.
Sure.
The point is that, man, my goodness gracious, we are seeing an unbelievable opportunity for Clemson basketball right now. I like this team. One of the easier parts, now we talked about how it's more difficult in basketball in the ACC than the SEC East in football right now. One of the easier parts is, though, that with all of the turnover in basketball, all these one and doneers, and then if you could get together a team like you have right now with Grantham and DeVoe being seniors, with Mitchell and Thomas and Reed being juniors, you get some experience and you got your window kind of stays open kind of a little bit longer. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's a little, you know, it's a little bigger window at least. Maybe not longer, but it's a bigger window now. You can kind of get some experience. You know, Notre Dame's kind of done that. You had some senior guys, some older guys. the Notre Dame's not really that one and done crowd, whereas what's happening at some other places there. So anyway, you kind of see how Clemson basketball. I'll ask you this thing. Is this the best window for Brad Brunell?
This is the most spacious window opening that he's seen in his time at Clemson.
Text my extraordinaire says, windows closing too quickly pains me. Touche. Very good. Yeah, this is the best one.
You can climb out of this window.
Yeah. And climb into a whole different room.
Oh.
A whole different set of circumstances that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
I get asked this all the time. If you got Zion Williamson, because let's face it, and you see it in our text messages, let's face it, there's two kinds of, our text messages probably have the most snapshot of society, because we get a couple hundred a day, and there's two kinds of people out there. There's guys saying, hey man, I think we're going to win this game, I think we're going to get Zion, and then you got these other ones that, well, even if you get him, it's only for 1 year. He's probably going to get hurt. He's not as good as what they say he is. He can't shoot from the outside. You know, you get that, can't believe we're only going to get him for 1 year. I won the lottery, but I can't believe I got to pay taxes. I get it all the time. What would it mean? Well, as Paul Schrullo talked about it on the show as well, you get an opportunity to change your culture. I think that one of the things that is happening right now in Clemson basketball, mm-hmm. something that I have begged for 40 years, I didn't know the term 40 years ago, but for a long, long time, is we had to change the culture around here. Expect win, do it in a very, very optimistic way. And what I see from the players now, what I see from Brad Brunell now, the staff now, and what I see even in this recruiting thing now is, I mean, you get to expect to be able to go in and win. On a positive note about what happened Monday night, the one thing that I've learned about Alabama football is that, and Woody McCorvey told me this about 5 years ago. I said, what is it about Alabama? He goes, man, every game you go into it and you think you got a chance to win. There's not a game at Alabama football you don't think you're going to win. And Monday night, you had every reason in the world to think you weren't going to win. At halftime, you had every reason in the world to think that, right?
Very true.
They overcame two injuries in the offensive line, a second-team quarterback being inserted into the game, a missed field goal in the last play of regulation, and all the momentum warred against them, and they still expected to win. And that's the culture that is Alabama football right now. I'm not saying Clemson can have that kind of culture, but you got to get out of that, oh no, poor pitiful me, we don't have any history around here. Well, you know, Mickey, we've never really beat North Carolina up there in Chapel Hill. Well, you know, we've never won the ACC tournament. You know, we didn't have scholarships years ago. You know, we played in bad facilities forever. You know, we hadn't won. I'm sick of that. And you need to start believing. And as I went to this Churchill movie last night, kind of reinforced that belief a little bit. I'm telling you, man. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I understand.
The people believed. Parliament didn't believe. But the people believed. And Churchill made them believe, or helped lead them to believe. So I think that is what is the biggest battle Brad Brunell has in front of him right now. And it's job number one. Let's continue to change this culture. It takes a long time to change the culture. But I think I hear it. When we have him on our shows on Thursday, I hear it.
Mm-hmm.
When I listen to Tiger calls now, I hear it. When I listen to his post-game press conferences, I hear it. And I see him on the sidelines now. I kind of see it. My eyes are telling me, my ears are telling me, I'm kind of seeing a culture shift in Clemson basketball right now. Now, what I am hopeful of is that it won't close, because there have been times where there's been, remember 2 years ago, beat three straight ranked teams.
Yes.
And you really felt like, hey, man.
Miami, Duke, and somebody else.
Louisville. I'm sorry. All. So you kind of felt like, hey, man, they're going to turn the corner, and they didn't turn the corner. So I'm hoping this window doesn't close up like others have closed in the past. But the way you go back to one other thing, you had to change your culture from within, and I'm starting to see the culture change from within. Grantham has a completely different attitude this year. the guys look like on their faces, their body language, it's a completely different one. I think a lot of that has to do with Jahron Blossom game not being here and having to be the star and having to be the you know, everything's got to go through him, and he stayed, so we got to take care of Jahron Blossom game first.
Yeah.
I think that him being gone actually is a good thing for this program and a good thing for this team, and allows this team to be a team and to feel better about itself rather than worried about, well, Jahron stayed, so we got to get him his touches, his points, everything's got to go through him. Anyway.
Anywho.
As I wrap up this, because we got Sam Blackman coming on, talking about early enrollees coming up next. As I wrap up this, how did I do? Alabama football, South Carolina basketball, Clemson basketball, windows up.
You showed varying degrees of windows, and they connected. You tied them all together. Well done.
Oh, man. That makes me feel so, so good, buddy. I passed the class?
Yeah. C's get degrees.
Yeah. Be one of the few I passed through, all that kind of stuff. Let me tell you, those numbers that we gave, how about those numbers right there? Quickly, let me go to those numbers again. For 2010, 2013, the South Carolina good years in football, the four good years they've ever had. Tennessee 6-7, 5-7, 5-7, 5-7. Georgia 6-7, 10-4, 12-2, 8-5. Florida 8-5, 7-6, 11-2, and 4-8. Of those 12 years, 12 possible years between three teams over 4 years, more than 8 wins in 3 of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 losing seasons. A 7-6 season. 3-8-5 season. I'm sorry, 6 losing seasons. Half of those seasons were losing seasons between Tennessee, Georgia, and Florida from 2010 to 2013. And the Gamecocks at that time took advantage of their window. That's our Numbers Matter segment. University Colleges, universitycolleges.com, Ingalls Crossing, go by and see our great friends at University Colleges. It is our, speaking of opportunities, brand new cottages, not a townhome, not an apartment, not a duplex. This is your own home in a very safe environment with the cat bus there, with the stainless steel appliances. I love it. I love everything they do there. It is our great friends at University Cottages and universitycottages.com. Get in touch with them. Their number is 784-3400. Ingalls Crossing is a absolutely fantastic place for you. And if you're a student looking forward to 2018, the fall of 18, the best places go first. First come, first serve. A little sense of urgency for you. 784-3400, University Cottages, universitycottages.com, Ingalls Crossing. Go back and take care of those of 2018 now. We'll take a break. Clemson's had some early enrollees in the past. We'll get with Sam Blackman to talk about those early enrollees when your turn. So, Mickey Plata Show, we are 105.5 The Roar.
You're scared. You cannot pay your credit cards. You cannot pay your medical bills. Someone suggests to you debt consolidation, combining them all in one payment. Can you really afford that? Is there something else you can do? Call me and see if bankruptcy can help you. Call me, Robert King. Together, we will look for a thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the Bankruptcy Code.
Hey, this is Brock with Tom's Barbecue. My wife Beth and I are the new owners and are carrying on a 30-year barbecue tradition with the same 8 homemade sauces, including our famous Cheerwine sauce and scratch-made sides. Come by and enjoy our low-slow Southern Smoked Barbecue. We're open for lunch Monday through Saturday, 10:30 to 3, and we can cater any event. Let Tom's Barbecue make your tailgate perfect with our custom tailgate packages. Follow us on Instagram at Tom's BBQ for special tailgate giveaways. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
For many businesses, hiring is tough. You want access to highly qualified candidates fast. And you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, delivering 6 times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Hi, guys. This is Leah from Local Q, inviting you to join us all football season to watch your favorite teams. We are ready. With DirecTV's complete sports package and over 28 TVs, you won't miss a college or pro game. Check out our game day specials on snacks and beer buckets. You can get all the details at localq.com. Visit us at 30 Orchard Park Drive or order online at localq.com. Remember, we're 21 and up at all times with a valid ID. Local Q, the place to connect for beer, barbecue, and board games.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon. Fueling the American spirit.
Broadcasting live from where the Blue Ridge yawns its greatness. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
My friends at Harry's Razors are awfully excited about 2018 and where they're going with 2018. Here's the thing. Jeff and Andy started this company, and as it has grown to the point where 3 million people have changed over to Harry's, they feel great about what they're doing and how they're doing it. It leads to an awful lot of confidence in what they do and how they do it, to the point where they give you a free trial set. And knowing that you're going to do like me and order more and have more come to your home, the convenience of not having to go out and shop for it, the convenience of the great prices, but not at any kind of sacrifice, any kind of quality. Right now, this free trial set I'm going to tell you about is weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision engineered blades, lubricating strip, trimmer blade. You get the rich lathering shave gel, the convenient travel cover. And if you're still on the fence about this thing, I don't know what you're sitting on the fence about. The 100% guarantee. They're so confident you'll love their blades. They give you your first shave set for free. You heard it right. All you do is you cover a little bit of shipping when you sign up. Plus, fans of the show, go to Harrys.com right now. Enter the promo code Mickey at checkout, M-I-C-K-E-Y at checkout, and get the soothing post-shave balm also for free at your friends at Harrys.com, H-A-R-R-Y-S.com, and the promo code is Mickey, M-I-C-K-E-Y. Let's bring our guest on now, Mr. Sam Blackman, noted author and historian. Hey, Sammy, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Mickey. How are you?
I'm doing great. I got to tell you this, and it's just, it's weird seeing it, and not weird, I shouldn't say that, but it's different seeing it. I did a lot of Christmas shopping. I hadn't talked to you on the air since then, and I go to all these Clemson places, and everywhere I look up, there's another Sam Blackman book out there that you've written about Clemson, and I know you're very, very proud of that, but I just want to let you know that it's awful nice seeing your hard work in all these stores, and I know a lot of I even saw some Facebook stuff and some Twitter stuff about how people got some of your books for Christmas. I know that makes you feel pretty doggone good.
Well, thank you, Mickey. Yes, we just so glad that people reading about our history. We got a lot of great history at Clemson, and I'm just so it just does my heart good knowing that people learning more about Clemson and the special people that made Clemson what it is today.
No doubt about it. I want to go over some of these guys, and I'll ask you individually on your memories. A lot of these guys you dealt with personally. You know, we talk so much about the earlier history of the formative years of Clemson athletics, and you're a great window into that. But, you know, in your days of your school days here, and then your graduate assistant days here, and then your full-time now for, what is it, Sammy, almost 30 years now?
Yes, 30. I'm in with Tim Bray. I started in 82, so 36 years.
Goodness gracious, man. It's hard to believe. All right,
it is. So, the time just flies by.
So the point here is that this is a recent – we always talk about the old times. Let's talk about some times with some of these guys. And then I want to get some memories of your thoughts about some of these guys. And what we're talking about here is the early enrollee guys. It didn't start till 1989. And we've got three guys who've already decided. Others still having to decide now about leaving school early and going to the NFL. The very first person to do that, Sammy, Terry Allen was coming off of a knee injury. He left – might not have been a great decision at the time. A ninth-round pick. Back when we used to have a bunch of rounds. Ninth-round pick. But Sam, he played 10 years in the NFL and played 130 games and really one of the all-time greats in the NFL. What were your memories about a defensive back coming out of Banks County, Georgia?
Well, I just remember him being lightly recruited. I think he caught the eye of one of the assistant coaches. I don't forgot which one it was.
Don Dalton, I think.
I believe it was. And he just was... Yeah, very lightly recruited, and they took a chance on him, and you know, he got hurt, and when he came to Clemson, and but I think he made the right decision, you know, because of his knees, and you know, maybe another injury would have finished his career, but he went to went on in the pros, and I, you know, he had both knees, you know, or just very. Yeah, I think they were reconstructed, if I remember right, and just a wonderful athlete, and just had a knack for finding an open field.
Yeah, great balance out there as well. Sammy, in 1990, Dexter Lawrence was a fourth-round pick. He played 6 years in the NFL and 59 games. The other guy that came out in 1990, you don't see punters and placekickers coming out early. Chris Kardocki came out. And Sam, he spent 16 years and played 244 games, the longest tenure of anybody in the NFL. Thinking about it, I guess both those guys probably made the right decision. You're not too often you see athletes like Dexter Davis or punters and place kickers like Chris Kardocki.
No, you don't. Just wonderful athletes, and I just you know, just a good athletes, and just I think they made the right decisions, and you know, you just see that window of opportunity like you were talking about a while ago, and you just I just think it was the right time and right, you know, right place. And you know, Terry Allen, going back to him, he was the first one to leave for football early. You just have to weigh your options and then make the wise choice. And I think they did a good job with that. And just knowing what was needed in the NFL, you know, and if you and just another thing too, Mickey, just the right team getting you. And like I said, Allen did a wonderful job with the Redskins for so many years. And then Chris Kardocki stayed a long time. He sure did.
16 years in the league. I know other guys like Trevor Plyce played 14 years. He made the right decision. Sammy, one of the guys, the reason I even brought this up, it's a timing thing of guys having to decide. But I want you to talk about Chester McLaughlin, a guy that you probably remember here at Clemson as being a guy that was hard to deal with in the media and hard to deal with his teammates and coaches. But he's also a great example of why you don't give up on people, because before Chester passed away a few years ago, he's a great example of having a second chance in life.
Yeah, Mickey, he didn't like to talk to the media at all, and he just, I don't know why, because he was very, very smart, you know, could talk and very well, and just never did understand. But I remember one of the writers called his mother. He did what his mother told him to do and said, I want you to tell your son to talk to me. And you know, do an interview with me. And so he met with a man, and he told him, said, don't you ever call. He said, I'll do this interview, but don't you ever call my mother again. He said, if you do, I'm gonna be angry with you, and I'll get you, you know. And so he said, I'll do this interview, but don't ever call my mother again. And so, and he meant that too. And like I said, Mickey, he I talked to him, right before he got into the South Carolina Athletic Hall of Fame. He got into the Hall of Fame, and he told me, he said, I'm a changed man. You know, he found Christ, and then I think maybe a year later he passed away, Mickey, like I said, he was just a changed person. I think going to the NFL to talking to probably one of the chaplains on the team or something, you know, he just made a difference in his life.
Yeah, nice to see.
And just a good, and like I said, just a very nice person to talk to, and I enjoyed visiting with him. And I think playing pro football changed his life.
No doubt about that. That's what a lot of things can do. He was a 12-year NFL guy. Had like Trevor Price 14 years. Three or four of these guys went undrafted. You hate to see guys make the wrong decision. Corey Holson, and Alex Ardley, and Artavis Scott last year, these guys don't go drafted. Some guys go really high and stay a long time. Some guys draft high and don't stay long. It's different for everybody. Sam, I want to ask you about your relationships with some of these guys. McLaughlin is a great example of it, but you see these guys in school, and then later on in life, you like through the South Carolina Athletic Hall of Fame, or when they come back through the halls and stop by your office and see these kind of guys. I know it's pretty interesting to see the maturity level and seeing guys come back and bodies might have changed a little bit, minds might have changed a little bit too.
Yes, oh yes, and I think too, Mickey, they mature. They get married and have families. It changes them, and it's fun to see people develop and go out and make their living, and whether it be pro football or business, and then they come back and you see them and they mature, and it's just good to see them, and it's great whenever they can finish their degree. I'm so glad they have that program now, Mickey, Coach Sweeney, and of course Coach Brown, Brad Brunell. They're letting people finish have that opportunity where they let them come back and finish their degrees and things like this, and I just think it's just a wonderful time, and I just think that's a good program that they can do that. The NFL encourages you to go back and finish your degree, and I just think that's just the best thing you can do.
Yeah, and NFL has a program going back to school as well. I know a lot of guys are taking advantage of that right now. Hey, Sam, in our final segment, my final couple of minutes here, that South Carolina Athletic Hall of Fame, you've been so involved in it, so involved in leadership of the South Carolina Athletic Hall of Fame, and the leader here, I believe was it last year, serving as the president of that there. What's coming up? We've got a spring bank. We're going to induct another class?
Yes, we're starting to take nominations now. And we're starting to meet. We got a conference call Thursday, as a matter of fact. So it's hard to believe. And then we'll have a banquet. I think we try to have it like the second Monday in May. And we'll have another good class. It's always very packed with a lot of former athletes, and it's just a good evening of entertainment. And a lot of the former inductees will be there, and it's just a good way to meet them. And they're very approachable. Just go up, talk about old times and stuff. I see that a lot, and it just does your heart good just meeting your former heroes. I enjoy talking to Bobby Richardson. He played for New York Yankees, and then I see a lot of former Clemson athletes like Buddy Gore. He lives down there in Myrtle Beach, and just a lot of great it just brings back a lot of memories. And then you see a lot of the South Carolina basketball players that played from years ago, and just brings back a lot of memories. And you hate to think about them getting older, but we all do. You like to think about them still being able to play in their 20s and all that stuff. But it's just it is a good evening, and we have a You know, like I said, it's coming up, Mickey. Next thing you know, I just can't believe we're in the year 2018. That just what floors me.
Yeah, I know. Right, if someone wants to nominate for the Soccer Athletic Hall of Fame, how does that process go, Sam? What can they do?
Well, Mickey, the only thing you got to do is just contact someone on the board. I know that you know, like you can always contact me and just have a name out there, and we'll put it before the board, and that's all you got to do. It's just you know, you can just contact me, and I'll be glad to bring it before the board.
How would someone contact you, Sam? What's the best way for them to reach you?
Best way to contact me is just call me on my cell phone, 864-982-6100.
I love it,
and I'll be glad to. And like I said, we, you know, we have a board of nominees, nominations, and then we bring, and then we meet, and then we bring the nominations before the board, and then we discuss it. And we have, like I said, we have several meetings and conference calls, and then we elect it, and no matter what the sport or either what the gender, we have an array of different athletes and different sports. You know, we had a bodybuilder nominated several years ago. We've had and you know, we still consider him, and we also have you know, a lot of former women's athletes considered. So we try to, you know, be as diverse as we can as far as athletes. And
y'all do a great job of it. No doubt about that.
Different sports.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mickey. I appreciate that.
I know it's a sense of pride for you out there as well. Hey, man, as usual, I always appreciate it. Let's talk some basketball next week. We got Clemson and North Carolina coming up right around the corner. Maybe talk about some of those close calls up in Chapel Hill. Maybe
we visit next week. We will. You know, it's been a few close, you know, so we'll knock the door down this time. Who knows?
I mean, you live long enough. We'll take better care of ourselves. We'll live long enough. We'll see that one day, too. Sammy, as usual,
right.
I appreciate your help, buddy.
And I appreciate it, and I hope everybody has a good rest of the week.
Hey, Sammy, somebody's texting. Give the number one more time. Somebody wants to call in. We had a text message down the road.
It's 864-982-6100.
982-6100.
And, you know, goes right to me, so I'll be glad to talk to you about any, and it's just a good way to learn about some more people, you know. So I appreciate that, sure do.
No doubt about it. Good friend Sam Blackman. Sammy, have a great day, buddy. Appreciate you coming in.
You too.
All right. That's
bye-bye.
Our good friend Sam Blackman, Soccer Athletic Hall of Fame author and Clemson historian. Speaking of that list, Zach, when we come back, there's been 34 Clemson players since 1989 who have gone pro early. We'll give you the best and the worst of those decisions. We still have some guys trying to make decisions. Three have made their decision. We'll tell you about the guys, what they're thinking, what the latest scuttlebutt is, maybe where they're leaning, what the trending is on that one. And we'll look back at the past at some of the best and worst decisions of Clemson football players going early. We'll talk about that when you return for more. It's the Mickey Plotter Show. Hey, my friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists want you to call, want you to come by. Let them show you what they do in their garage floors, in their mechanical rooms, in their basements. It's Carolina Flooring Specialists, 404-8158. Let the Parham brothers, let Tim Worley come by, show you what they do and how they do it. You're going to love Carolina Flooring Specialists. You love your garage floors. You're going to love the price you pay, too. It's so much more affordable than you ever believe. It's 404-8158, 404-8158. We'll take a break. Come back for more. It's the Mickey Plotter Show right after this.
Head to Bojangles for free breakfast biscuit combos for just $4 each.
Rely on EnviroMulch, supplying quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. Their winter special, get double ground hardwood mulch for just $20 per yard. Order online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply. From your friends at EnviroMulch.
Bill collectors, are they calling, making threats? What is the truth? Don't be afraid. Don't wait until it's too late. Don't wait for them to sue you. Call me, Robert King. I will listen to you, and together we will look for a calm, clear, thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King at 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the bankruptcy code.
Vans cost less than Traveler's Rest. Save up to $6,000 on 2017 Transit vans at George Coleman Ford. They have a great selection, and they never charge any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. If you or your company are looking for a workhorse van designed to get the job done, a 2017 Transit van from George Coleman Ford is what you need. George Coleman Ford, where vans cost less than Traveler's Rest, and they never charge any dealer fees.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Whether you're making updates to existing properties or building new construction, Lowe's has savings for pros during our Ready to Refresh event. Save up to $40 on American Standard toilets and save $10 on a Delta Brush Nickel two-handle bath faucet, now just $39. Save yourself some time by ordering online at lowesforpros.com and pick it up at our pro desk. Faucet offer valid through 1/28/18. Toilet offer valid through 3/18/18. See store for details.
For many businesses, hiring is tough. You want access to highly qualified candidates fast. And you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, delivering 6 times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
South Carolina driver's licenses and IDs are changing. You will need to change your card to a federally approved Real ID to use it for air travel and access to federal facilities. All of the following must be true for you to be eligible to buy a Real ID license online next year. Required documents on file with the SCDMV, driving privileges in good standing, and a regular Class D, E, F, M, or any combination of the four license, and a U.S. citizen. Visit scdmvonline.com to learn more about changing your card. Start the process now and save time later.
The Mickey Plyler Show is on the air.
What do you even do around here besides interrupt people?
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Zero Res, Greenville. .com 558-7300, 558-7300. Here's the thing about it. You get extremely clean new carpets look like brand new. You get it with no residue. You get it with empowered water, no soap, no residue, no harsh chemicals. You get it drying twice as fast as a result of not using those. They stay cleaner longer because none of that soil attracting residue is left behind. It's the highest quality grade you're going to have. The number one cleaning system in the nation by independent testing laboratories. You know it's the best. Softer, fluffier carpets that stay cleaner longer. You know it dries faster. You know all those things. Safer for your family, safer for your pets. You know all that. How about what you might not know right now? Three rooms, $109. Plus a free hallway you mention my name. Three rooms, $109. Free hallway when you mention Mickey, when you call Zero Res, ZeroResGreenville.com, 558-7300, 558-7300. Make your appointment today. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean, and don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning specials. The Clemson guys having to make decisions right now, making the best decision. Don't know what Austin Bryant's going to do yet. Don't know what Christian Wilkins is going to do yet. Don't know what Cleveland Farrell's going to do yet. Deion Kane, Mitch Hyatt, Kendall Joseph, Mark Fields. There's a lot of guys who don't know. We know. I think the three at the bottom of that list are all going pro. Good trim, bad trim, have anything to do with it? I don't know. Let me give you there's 34 guys so far before this year that left Clemson early. Some have made great decisions. Let me ask you this, Zach. I'm going to give you give me good decision, bad decision. Ready? First, Terry Allen, 1989. Came out ninth round pick back when we used to have a bunch of rounds.
Yep.
Had bad knees.
But he played a long time.
10 years, 130 games.
Good decision.
Right. Dexter Davis, cornerback, fourth round, 1990, 6 years, 59 games.
Good decision.
Yep, because he got a second contract. Chris Gardocki, punter, third round, 16 years, 244 games.
Very good.
16 years in the league. It's crazy. Chester McLaughlin, defensive tackle. First round pick, 12 years, 179 games.
Mm-hmm.
Good decision. How about Ronald Williams, 1992? He had bad knees, went undrafted, never played a single down in the NFL.
Hates it.
Mm. Now, they went 92, 93, 94, 95 with nobody leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Trevor Lawrence, who only played here 1 year, transferred back in from Michigan.
Who?
I mean, Trevor Price. Goodness gracious. Trevor Price played 1 year. Came in from Michigan, transferred in. First round pick, played 14 years and 184 games in the league. Good decision for him. Man, this is one of the greatest players in Clemson history right now. Anthony Simmons, 97, left after 3 years. First round pick, played 7 years, 87. Wasn't as dominant NFL as I thought he was going to be, but 7 years in the league, did a great job there. Raheem Abdullah went in the second round, so he got money out of it. Only played 2 years in the league.
Hmm.
Corey Holsey, 1998, went undrafted, but did play 5 years in the league. Made his way up through some undrafted, which doesn't happen a whole lot. Keith Adams, seventh round pick. You know, he came out in 2000 in that he wasn't going to be any taller, so I get that. But he did play 7 years in the league. That's good. Alex Ardley didn't go drafted in 2000 and didn't. You know, it's one of those, like, when Alex Ardley announced, I was like, what? Never played a single down in the NFL. Derek Hamilton made a bad decision. He came out. He was, in 2003, a third-round pick, played 1 year and played two games in the league.
Ugh.
Could have been the all-time leading receiver here for many, many, many years behind him. Same thing in 2003. The other guy made a bad decision. Donnell Washington, third-round pick, never played a single game. Hard to believe, man. Justin Miller at 04 came out, played 5 years. Second-round pick, 5 years in the league, 45 games. C.J. Gattis, defensive back, came out, fifth-round pick, never played a single down. You hate to see these guys give it up and then don't get to play at all in the league. 07, Philip Merling, second-round pick. He played 6 years in the league in 53 games. That was good. Daquan Bowers had the microfracture surgery. That really set him back. Second-round pick, because of that surgery, would have been a first-round pick. 4 years and 60 games.
He's up in Canada still.
Yeah. Jamie Harper, I don't know what he was thinking. Fourth-round pick, 2 years, 23 games. Dwayne Allen did the right thing. Third-round pick. 6 years in the league, still in the league in 73 games. Nuke Hopkins made the right decision, worked his way up to the first round, still in the league 5 years later in 79 games. Bashard Breeland.
And a stupid big contract for him out in Houston.
Yeah, his second contract's huge. Bashard Breeland did the right thing. Fourth round pick, still in the league 4 years later and played 60 games. Martavis Bryant, you know, made some bad decisions since then. Fourth round pick, three years now, in and out, but he's back. Sammy Watkins made the right choice. First round pick. 4 years later, still in the league, 52 games. Isaiah Battle, did he do the right thing? Nah. Supplemental fifth round pick in the supplemental draft. Hadn't played it down yet. Still in the league as a practice squad guy, but still hadn't played his first game.
Yep.
5 years four years of practice squad guy. Bradley Pinion, quite frankly, I thought I made a mistake when he came out, but he's still in the league. Fifth round punter, got drafted. Didn't think he'd be drafted. Got drafted fifth round and has played 3 years in
NFL.
Did
he go to a Pro Bowl?
I know he's the man of the year candidate for the 49ers. Yeah. I don't know if he's been a Pro Bowl yet. Kevin Dodds had been injured. Second round pick, though, came out and, well, he made a big jump. Second round pick, played 2 years in the league. TJ Green, second round pick, I guess did the right thing. Still in the league. Jayron Kearse, seventh round pick. Probably could have come back and made more money, but still in the league. Shaq Lawson did the right thing in the first round pick. Mackenzie Alexander did the right thing, second round pick. Wayne Gallman, I guess, did the right thing. Running backs don't last long in the league. I see running backs. I understand that. Obviously, Deshaun Watson did the right thing. I still disagree with Artavis Scott going. Mike Williams did the right thing. Watson and Williams were first-round draft picks. In your mind here now, Hearn McLeod and Van Smith, we've talked about it before. I don't see those guys – been in the league a long time.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
I have thoughts, probably going to save it for the next segment, thoughts about the trends of what some are saying about Clemson's guys who hadn't made decisions yet.
Ooh.
We'll touch on that.
A little tidbit.
Let me get Snap Hook on our Northland Communication phone lines. Our telephone number is 654-ROAR. Hey, good morning, Snap Hook. How you doing?
I'm doing well, fellas. How are y'all?
Man, we're doing fantastic.
I hear you, brother. There was a 30 for 30 that came out a while back. I believe it was called Broke.
Yes.
About players who, just basically squandered their wealth, all that kind of stuff. Yep. I think everybody should watch that. It's pretty educational.
You know, the one thing I remember about that one, Snaphook, was when Ricky Henderson got a check from a bonus check from the Oakland A's. And like 3 months later, they called him in the front office. They're like, Ricky, what's up with this, man? We noticed you hadn't cashed your check yet. He goes, oh, I didn't know I had to cash it. I just put it on my wall. He framed the check and put it on his wall. He didn't know he had to cash the check. I should send him one back.
Anyway,
yeah.
He didn't even know. You know what I'm saying? He didn't know how to cash a check or that one happened. That's the part about it.
That was Ricky being Ricky, though. Insane. Yeah.
No doubt. Herm Edwards said something in that just pretty much stuck with me since I heard it. He said, a goal without a plan is a wish. That's a pretty good statement there. But it's kind of been my mantra for a while.
I like it. I haven't heard that. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's real good. I want to get your thoughts on John Gruden, head coach of the Oakland Raiders or Las Vegas Raiders or wherever they are right now. Is he a coach, a color commentator, or a clown, Mickey?
I know he's a color commentator. I think he's a clown, and I'm not sure if he's a coach. But was Hank Stram a coach or a clown? You know what I'm saying? Like, or he was a commentator later, but was John Madden a coach or a clown? I don't know, man. Can you have a dynamic personality and be the kind of guy that can, your guys are going to follow and lead them and they follow behind you? I don't know. Let me ask you this. Was he a great coach? In his days, he was 95 and 81. In his Oakland and Tampa Bay days, he was 5-4 in the playoffs. He did have a Super Bowl champion in Tampa Bay. A lot of people said that's what Tony Dungy left behind, though. He led his teams to, five playoff years in there. So, but there were, I'm sure right I'm saying this, one, two, three, there were three losing seasons of those. So was he a great coach the first time around?
Well, I seem to think of it like this. This is my opinion on it. Gruden's always gave up that persona, like he's this hard-nosed, disciplinary, rough, tough, intimidating little guy. I just don't know how that translates over to the NFL. I mean, the NFL's full of grown men. But, it's like, what's this little man talking about? I make more money than he does, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I would have thought that he'd have been a better college coach. My opinion. He would have done better at a Power Five conference team. Somebody out there looking for a good coach. I never thought he was a good fit for Tennessee hire, but somewhere along those lines, maybe a low rent SEC team. One of the struggling Big Ten teams. I think he would have been very successful there. I think we're going to see about 3 years out of Gruden, and him and Al Michaels going to be calling games again.
John Gruden is 54 years old. In 50 years at 104, I'm still going to be doing the show, and there'll still be Tennessee fans still be talking about him coming to Knoxville to be their head coach. I don't know. Here's what I do know. I don't know if he's a coach. I don't know if he's a clown. I don't know if he's a commentator. I do know he's a rich man. Am I right? Is that a guaranteed salary? He gets all $100 million of that?
He could lose every single game, and he will get $100 million.
That's unbelievable. $100 million. Hard to believe.
How could you not take that job?
Well, yeah, I mean, you have to.
And they're going to Vegas where it'll be tax-free.
Oh, man.
God, wow. I didn't even realize that. Wow.
Yeah.
He's going to be living large. Mickey, I got three words for you. I'll talk to you later. Twist face technology. Take a piece, buddy.
Thank you, man. TaylorMade's got a new driver coming out. I can't wait to get it. Twist face technology.
Where do those puppies run?
I'll let you know after my wife goes to school. 5.
What?
5. That's hurting.
That is not cheap.
Now, let me say this. I think I am right by telling you this. I know this happens with players. I think it's going to be the same with the coaches. The money on the home games he has is not taxed.
Mm-hmm.
But the money with the road games he plays is taxed. I live with Charles Warren for about 3 years, and he was on the PGA Tour and the time, maybe web.com, whatever it is, Nike Tour, Hogan Tour, whatever it was. And I go get the mail every day, whatever. And Charles, if he won money in California, won money in Oklahoma, or Texas, or Oregon, whatever, you get taxes from those states. So now, and right now, a federal tax on he gets federal tax, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he gets federal tax. But the state taxes is like, if you live in Florida or Texas or like Nevada now, you don't get it for that one, but you do get it for like the 81 games Major League Baseball players play in other states. You get, if you play 16 games play 8 games in Minnesota, you get a Minnesota income tax. That's crazy.
Is he just getting game day checks? He can't be, right? He's getting paid throughout the year, isn't he?
I don't know. I don't know if that's... Let's talk about that. Maybe we get an accountant to come on with us, talk about it. But that's crazy that because you play a game in another state, that you get taxed in that state. What? That makes no sense to me. Your office is in one state. You live in a state. You work for a company in a state. But that's crazy. I'll touch on that. I'll get that stat for you. We'll talk about that. I'll